"Oh, Cravens," mumbled Daft Willy. "Weel, it was a good idea, right, even if it doesna' work."
Rob Anybody wasn't paying any attention. He stared around the shepherding hut. "My man's got to use his heed for something other than nutting folk," Ginny had said. "Daft Willy is right," he said quietly. "This is her safe place. She holds the land. She has it in her eye. The creature can ne'er touch her here. Here she has power. But 'twill be a jail who's for her here unless she fights the monster. She'd be locked in here and watch her life gae doon the cledgy. She'll look oot at the world like a prisoner at a tiny window and see hersel hated and feared. So we'll fetch the beast in here against its will, and here it will die." The Feagles cheered. They weren't sure what was going on, but they liked the sound of it.
"How?" said Awfully Wee Billy.
"Ah, you had to gain ask that, eh?" said Rob Anybody bitterly. "And I was doing sea whale with the thinking."
He turned. There was a scratching noise on the door above him. Up there, across the rows and rows of half-rubbed-out markings, freshly chalked letters were appearing one by one, as if an invisible hand was writing them.
"Words," said Rob Anybody. "She's trying to tell us something."
"Yes, they say," Billy began.
"I ken weel what they say," snapped Rob Anybody. "I ha' the knowing o' the reading. They say..."
He looked up again.
"Okay, they say that's the snake, and that's the kind o' like a gate letter, and the comb on its side, two o' that, and the fat man standing still, and the snake again. And then there's what we calls a space, and then there's the letter like a saw's teeth, and two of the letters that's ruined like the sun, and a letter that's a man sitting doon. And on a next line we ha' the man wi' his arms oot, and a letter that's you, and ha' the fat man again, but noo he's walking, and next he's standing still again, and next is the comb, and the up and doon ziggy-zaggy letter, and the man's got his arms oot, and then there's me, and that ziggy-zaggy, and we end the line with the comb again. And on the next line we starts wi' the bendy hook, that's the letter ruined as the sun. Them's twa men sitting doon, there's the letter reaching oot tae the sky. Then there's the space, cos there's nail letter. Then there's the sneaky again, and the letter like a hoose frame. And then there's the letter that's me, I, and another fella sitting doon, and another big round letter, and, ha, our old friend the fat man walking the end."
He stood back, hands on hips, and demanded,
"There, is that reading? I just did, or was it no?"
There was a cheer from the Feagles and some applause. Awfully Wee Billy looked up at the chalked words. "Sheep's wool, turpentine, jolly sailor." And then he looked at Rob Anybody's expression.
"Aye, aye," he said. "You're doing great, Mr. Rob. Sheep's wool, turpentine and jolly sailor tobacco."
"Ach, weel, anyone can read it all in one go," said Rob Anybody dismissively. "But you's got to be good to break it doon into all the tricksy letters, and very good to have the knowing of the meaning of the whole."
"What is that?" asked Awfully Wee Billy.
"The meaning, Gonagall, is that you are going to go stealing."
There was a cheer from the rest of the Feagles. They hadn't been keeping up very well, but they recognised that word all right.
"And it's going to be stealing to remember," Rob yelled to another cheer. "Daft Willy, aye, you'll be in charge. You ha' not got the brains of a beetle, brother of mine, but when it comes to the thieving, you ha' no equal in this world. You've got to fetch turpentine and fresh sheep wool and some of the jolly sailor baccy. You got to get them to the big hag with twa bodies. Tell her she must mak the hiver smell them, right? It'll bring it here. And you'd best be quick, because that sun is moving doon the sky. You'll be stealing for a time itself, aye? You have a question?"
Daft Willy had raised a finger.
"Point of order, Rob," he said. "But it was a wee bitty hurtful there for you to say I dinna ha' the brains of a beetle."
Rob hesitated, but only for a moment.
"Aye, Daft Willy, you're right in what you say. It was unricht to me to say that. It was the heat of the moment, and I am fully sorry for it. As I stand here before you now, I will say, Daft Willy, you do ha' the brains of a beetle, and I'll fight any scunner who says different."
Daft Woolly's face broke into a huge smile, then crinkled.